At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
High school I went to had a reputable wrestling program. So I grew up in the South Bay area. Gilroy High School had some wrestlers. They still wrestle well. They've got some kids who are going off the D1 programs. And so in our high school, like, my friends were wrestlers. And I got kind of sucked into that world and going to watch the matches and watching movies like Vision Quest. And it's a fascinating sport. It is, I think, a lot of fun to watch Olympic wrestling. I've seen the best in the world wrestle at the Olympics. But, you know, you're going to get an opportunity to see some of the best wrestling in the country, as Oregon State will be hosting a legendary program. Not the first time they've come to Corvallis, but Iowa is coming to Corvallis to wrestle. Here to talk about it, Chris Pendleton. He is the wrestling coach at Oregon State. Did your high school have a bunch of wrestling when you were growing up?
I was from a very small ag town in California. It didn't have a ton of wrestling, but I had a very dedicated high school coach that took us, like, literally, when I say all over the nation. He loaded 35 stinky high school kids in his RV and drove us from L.A. all the way to Stillwater, Oklahoma, which would be where I'd end up going to college.
Wow. But,
fun fact, I was listening in. Gilroy High School, their head coach, Daniel Cormier,
yeah.
DC, double UFC champ. He's actually one of my best friends, a college roommate. So I'll make sure to tell
awesome.
Him you guys gave him a shout out.
Yeah, big shout out, man. I near and dear to me, that high school. The wrestlers, I mean, you know this. You grew up Lemoore High School, for people who don't know. That's Central California. And you are, you probably relate to this a little bit, but growing up as a wrestler, I always felt like the wrestlers were like the hardest working athletes. And it's kind of like this competition you have with yourself versus someone else. There's nobody else with you on the mat there, but you got to make weight. And it's just a very interesting sport. And the athletes who participate in it, I think, are absolute warriors.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I always tell people I think that wrestling might be the purest form of sport. I tell everybody, no matter what they think, they've wrestled at some point in their life. You leave 2 5-year-old kids unsupervised alone in a room, you're going to come back, one of them's crying, they both ended up wrestling at some point. You have older brothers, older sisters, you've wrestled at some point in your life. It's just it's a great sport that puts one person against the other, and you just find out what you're made out of. And it really teaches a lot of life values about getting back up and, you know, not just hitting that quit button, getting back up and persevering.
Your time at Oklahoma State, you were a two-time national champion, two-time NCAA champion. You know, you had great success. What was that like for you, as, you know, to rise to that level, you know, knowing where you came from, knowing what you went through?
You know, honestly, it's one of those things, when you're in it and when you're going through it, you really don't realize what you're doing. To be an NCAA champion, to be the best of the best, Division I, you know, it's something that everybody dreams about. When you're going through it, it's not fun. There's a lot of pain, a lot of hard lessons I go through. But now, as I'm getting, you know, what am I, in my late 20s now? It's kind of a joke. You kind of look back and you look at all the lessons that you learned and how it shaped you as a person. I can tell you, being a kid from a small ag town in California, when I was 15, 16 years old, never would I have imagined that I would have a job that I get to get up every day and do what I love, that I get to travel all over the world, that I get to impact young men and women's lives. So it's really kind of one of those crazy things that I wish I could go back and tell my 15-year-old self, like, you know, believe in yourself a little faster, work a little harder, and good things are going to happen.
Chris Pendleton with us, Oregon State's wrestling coach. We'll get to the Iowa match because I want people to know if they want to go see it, how they can do it. But let's talk about the sport in general. In, you know, we're watching, there's some high schools that aren't wrestling. And, you know, I am proud of my high school that they continue to wrestle and they continue to turn out talent. And but when you look at the sport as a whole, what do you see out there? And are you concerned at all that some of the programs aren't wrestling anymore?
That's always a concern. I think there's also a misconception. I think that when you look at the fastest growing sport in the United States right now is actually women's wrestling. It's growing leaps and bounds, and that's definitely helping out on the men. You're seeing a lot of co-ed teams come out nowadays and training hand in hand. Ourselves here at Oregon State, last year, the Olympic cycle, we had four females that are training through Olympics with us. I'm excited about the sport of wrestling and how it is continuing to evolve and grow. And I think wrestling people are starting to wake up and say, you know, well, there's some negative preconceptions out there and we got to change them. You know, the weight cutting, things like that. It's not as bad as they show in the movies like Vision Quest. I heard you kind of give the Loudon Swain shout out. You know, it's been a changing sport, but the life lessons and the caliber of people that it helps develop cannot, I mean, you can't say enough about it.
Matthew Modine, who is loud and sweet.
Matthew Modine.
Pacific Northwest, right? Yeah. I'm looking at Shoot in that movie. Shoot would have killed him, right? Like, you know, that's what makes the movie great. You know?
We were joking around with that with our team because I was like, well, you guys can just go like Loudon Swain, go on our vision quest, disappear for 3 days, come back and beat the state champion after eating a bunch of pizza and hanging out with the cheerleader.
I love that. I love it. Tell us about your wrestlers. Help us get to know your team. Who do you have this year that you know will make some noise?
Well, I think it's safe to say we're being led by Trey Munoz, a three-time All-American for us, two-time NCAA finalist. He's moving up a weight from 184 to 197, which, as a side note, is really cool because that's the weight that his father, my college teammate, won his NCAA title at 197. So it'll be really exciting to watch Trey kind of follow in his father's footsteps and chase that national title down. A couple days ago, we had our wrestle-off. Wrestling's a very easy sport to kind of decide the starters. Two guys step on the mat, and the best guy, that's the one that's going to represent you. Out of the 10 wrestling weight classes we have, we actually have 8 new faces in the lineup. So as a coach, it definitely gives you that butterfly feeling of excitement in your stomach, but also nervousness to see, hey, what do these guys have? What are we working with? And so with a season opener with Iowa, we're going to find out really fast what our team's made out of.
Now, you wrestled, you were like 145s, right, in high school? Is that right?
I actually have a very interesting growth pattern. I went 103 as a freshman, weighed 90 pounds, 112, 130, 145. Then I went to college at 149, 57, 65, 74, internationally at 186, and then I finally retired at 217.
You kept going.
I didn't have hair on my face. I didn't have hair on my face till I was about 28 years old. So I just kept growing and growing and growing. And, you know, luckily I had a college coach that identified really early that, hey, you know, let this kid eat a lot and lift weights and see what happens. And I love it with our team. We don't really have a lot of weight cutters. We have guys that are always trying to get bigger and stronger. And that's really good philosophy for our program.
What do you tell parents who have kids who want to wrestle? Maybe I think it's a great sport for kids that are, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. What do you tell parents at that age range?
You know, I always tell them, like, hey, this is a hard sport, but the lesson that is going to be learned is immeasurable. I have so many people that I know that make successful people in life that they'll be flat out telling me, like, hey, I did a year or two of wrestling, find out a lot about myself, but I just figured out it wasn't the sport for me. I think that this day and age, with sports specialization that a lot of parents will drive their kid to one sport. Well, no, have them have 5-6 sports. I have two little boys right now. I'm getting ready to get off the phone, go to gymnastics, and then maybe the baseball game later on, and wrestling will be there at the end of their, when they grow up. But the life lessons that it imparts on young men and women are invaluable.
You're going to have a match against Iowa. I believe it's, is it November 2nd in Corvallis? Is that right?
November 2nd, 7 p.m.
All right. What are your expectations for that? I mean, this is a powerhouse program. They've been to Corvallis before, but this isn't an everyday occurrence. And I think people who really want to see high-level college wrestling need to check it out. But what do you expect?
Well, when you talk about wrestling, Iowa is the dynasty. I mean, that's Alabama football. You know, it's something that when you step on the line against the guys in the black singlet, you know you're in for a fight. They are led by an Olympic champion that I have the utmost respect for. And I just know that with our team and our coaching philosophy and how we communicate with our athletes is we're not really a result-based program. Obviously, the results are what, you know, everybody looks at, but it's a journey throughout the season. And what we want to do is, you've heard the phrase, go to deep water. Well, our philosophy is, you got to find out how well you can swim before you go to deep water. Before you can put somebody to that breaking point, you got to test yourself first. And in the last couple of years that you've seen at Oregon State Wrestling, we wrestle one of the best schedules in the country. We literally have our opening the season with the number 2 and 3 teams in the country, and I couldn't be more giddy about doing that. We want to step to the line. We want to go face the best. You know, when you're a little kid and you're playing basketball, you know, when you're doing those little shadow drills and you're the countdowns 3, 2, 1, you're not thinking about beating, you know, Alaska State University. You're thinking about beating the best. That's the satisfaction. That's why we do what we do. And that, I cannot tell you. I have to actually take a deep breath and calm myself down because I'm a head coach now and I can't get too excited. But I tell my kids every day I am so jealous of them, of the opportunity that they have coming up.
You wrestled on the United States Olympic team, the Team USA. Give me an idea. Do you miss it? Do you miss the wrestling in general? Do you miss the competition? Or do you get a little bit of that? Because at practice, you can wrestle a little bit. You know, you can get out, you can get on the mat, and you don't have to have the other stuff where you're cutting weight. But you can get down there, can't you?
I can get on the mat. I can still get on the mat. I can still dial it up a little bit. But unfortunately, Father Time is undefeated, and you know, now I have young guys that get to go beat up on. Well, I say young guys. I have veterans on my team that to go beat up on the young guys. So when I have that cocky freshman that comes in and wants to challenge old coach, I'm like, no. There's a pecking order here. You got to work your way up. Go beat Trey, and then you can come see me. And very rarely do they get past Trey, so he's kind of like the gatekeeper for me.
Chris Pendleton is our guest. He is the wrestling coach at Oregon State. They will be wrestling against Iowa on November 2nd in Corvallis. Chris, you mentioned Daniel Cormier. We've watched wrestlers become UFC MMA guys. Why didn't you take that path, or did you look at it at all?
You know, that's a good question. I actually never really looked into it. Even towards the end of my college career, I just started gravitating toward coaching. I love breaking down technique. I love impacting young men and women. I love crawling in their head and finding out what makes them tick, because I was so fortunate enough to have great coaches and mentors that I just always felt a responsibility to give back to it. I love the sport. I love the sport of MMA. Obviously, wrestlers do extremely well in the sport, and I watch it. But it's a hard living. It is a hard living. You know, I kind of joke. I'm way too pretty to get punched in the face.
Yeah, you're smarter. You're smarter.
I don't know about either one of those, but I like to say it.
In Lemoore, you're not far from Fresno. I got to think the Abbas family, Stephen Abbas, who wrestled in the Olympics, and the Abbas brothers. You probably knew those guys. They're older than you, but there's a real community.
I trained with them.
You trained with those guys.
I got to train with Stephen and Jerry. They were legends, and Stephen was one of the ones that, you know, it's one of the reasons why we one of the side reasons why we're so passionate about putting on these events like Iowa here coming next week is you never know what kid is going to be in the stands and going to see an atmosphere, see elite level wrestling, and say, I want more in my life. I want to go do something. And I remember being at Fresno State and watching Steven Abbas and just like wide eyed and just staring at this guy, being like, this guy's a legend. Like, how do I get to where he's at?
John Smith was your coach at Oklahoma State. Legend, 2-time champion himself, 6-time world champion, 2 Olympic champions. What'd you learn from him that you use as a coach?
As a coach? Oh, that's a very loaded question. Setting expectations and never settling. You know, one of the things that has been a benchmark of our program is you can't just be a great athlete. You can't just be a great student. I want athletes that want to be greedy. I want them to be NCAA champions, to graduate with degrees that are going to apply to their life. And we kind of tell them, like, you can be greedy. Want it all. Set the bar so high for yourself that you'll never, ever reach it. That's what you want. You don't want to set the bar low and then just kind of get there.
I am really excited to see what happens, Chris. I appreciate you joining us. For people who want to check it out, you know, do they just go to the website for the wrestling program to get tickets, or they're interested? How would somebody get to see this event?
You can come to, definitely on the website. And I also want to kind of do a plug is because one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to create an environment and atmosphere. So not only will we be having our event at 7 p.m., but we strongly encourage people to come out around 5:30. We're going to be shutting down, Beaver Street right in front of, Gill Coliseum. We're going to have food trucks, beer stands, the whole 9 yards. Come out, tailgate with us. Have an experience, bring somebody that's never been to a wrestling match, and let's continue to grow these crowds. I think that last year we were really close to selling out Gill Coliseum. And I mean, personally, I didn't see an open seat in the house, but this year let's do better. Let's just keep growing this. And my coaches, we want to give the Pacific Northwest an event that they can be proud of.
I love this. I'm looking right now. There are tickets available November 2nd, 7 o'clock, Gill Coliseum. Iowa is coming to town. They'll wrestle against Oregon State. Really appreciate your time, and you know, Chris, and let's stay in touch. Chris Pendleton, Oregon State, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me on.
You bet. There he goes. Love this. Got me excited about wrestling. And, you know, and you've seen some college programs get threatened. You've seen some high school programs get threatened. It's just nice to hear that wrestling's alive and well in the state of Oregon. Go check it out on November 2nd. Iowa will be at Oregon State. Big time wrestling match. Leave it here.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.